day-to-day, the shit changed, but you know, for the most part, nothing ain't different. Sometimes be stuck in my ways, weekend fucked up in somebody's kitchen, sticking my hand, I'm chilling with the troops and my few cans doing, so I walk like Winston. Trust me, I wake up hanging, you think that I'm leaving this bed, you're kidding, I'm sitting on back in the pad, get deep fried, and I smoke some patties to the grass, put the feet up, kick back and relax, and you best know I'm sitting on Riley's gaff. So I'm sitting on back in the pad, get deep fried, smoke some patties to the grass, put the feet up, kick back and relax, and you best know I'm sitting on Riley's gaff.
Yes!
Come on,
bro. That was a beautiful performance, bro.
You wrote the fucking tune, bro.
I was going to just how it went, and I was like, nah, I don't want to be rude and be like, I've got to stop this.
No, I mean, I'm fucking starving this, bro.
Man, I think the beat and the flow of that just pure suits the podcast.
It's like a wee, we're getting a new intro made as well
to match what you were saying.
That's proper, for I was thinking that earlier. I was like, you could actually get like a wee hanging in at the end. It's like just a guy coming back.
Wait, we're excited about it, aren't we?
Oh, mate, I can't wait to get it back.
We've got some good, we've got a good
animator. It might be on this one.
Mate, could be. That'd be unreal, by the way.
It's
an animation of, and it's gonna, it's like you've wrote a script, mate. You've wrote a script for this cartoon. It's gonna be, it's like, how cool is that, mate?
That's cool.
I need to do the full version for it for sure. We've spoken about it. Like,
so many people message us like all the time, like, where can I listen to the full version of this? And I'm like, there's no full version. We literally just made it
in the comments as well. There's always somebody like, oh, where can I find this full version? Or what is that song? Do you know what I mean?
What is that song at the start?
It needs to be done. Just need to get it on Spotify or something.
Spotify, mate. Because I'll be 1,000 listens a month for you, bro.
Just on repeat all day.
Come on. Putting on Riley's gap.
Is that not a pain in the ass? Because mind you, obviously, Chavi, welcome, by the way. Chavi, first time in the gaff.
Come on, Chavi boy.
It'll be good this time as well, I think. And this is why I like this, because obviously we had you and Specs on the last time, but you and Chavi, how long you've known each other?
For about what, 12 years or something.
No. Probably longer than that. Because we were scooter kids back in the day, so I don't care, anybody's got something to say, I'll tell what shin bones.
Could you still be doing tricks on it, mate?
I think I could.
Music video or PK, say it, fuck.
We used to go to, what is it, well, EK Park it used to be, man, and then it's new, well, it was shut down now, but it was Zone 74. We used to go up there
all the time, man. I thought Kelvin Grove, we knew each other like for years ago, is when I first went up there, I think.
11 or something. Maybe
over 10 years anyway, we've known each other.
Were you on the scooters for day one?
Aye, man.
Did you meet on the scooters?
High five, no.
I used to be MX, I know, and then I think that's when I met you, and then I converted to a wee scooter rider and I was better on a scooter, but I was shite on a bike, so I used to just use people's scooters all the time and fucking do better tricks and that. Mate,
when I was a wee guy, I used to think BMXing was the coolest. I thought there's nothing that could be cooler than like going up a ramp and like spinning the wheel and landing it. I would have gave anything to be able to BMX, but I don't even think I used to always get a BMX, but just shite myself on it.
I think I tried to do one hang on it, and it was like, this isn't even editing right. You can definitely be able to do this. Now cunts would, this is so pathetic. So now cunts would like cycle and then break with the front and then let the back go away at me.
Stop it.
So I was using my pal's bike, and his brakes were a lot better than mine. So I remember being outside my gaff and thinking, man, I hope my dad's looking at me. I hope my dad sees me absolutely ripping this. My mum and dad in the window. But I remember, mate, coming down, I was like, I'll wait till everybody sees this, man. I done it. In the back went up, but I went flying, obviously, because I was going well too fast. Right here, mate, scudded my head in that in front of my own fucking dad.
Mate, I've actually got a pure weird injury for that, mate. I went here the tap, like, when I was heavy young, so I wasn't trying to do stoppies, no, I wasn't that advanced in my biking stage yet. I was just trying to go about the cul-de-sac in it. I had a cup, mate, and went air and bit my tongue as hard as like possible, mate. I've got a scar.
Because
my tongue was like split in half, mate. I had to get put back together. What? And I was like, that's a wee guy.
Well, Ben, you fucking broke your leg.
I broke my leg. I could do mad stuff on the scooter. I could do backflips and knee haunts and all that. I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's all sorts of videos. I'm also watching me.
but he's done me. Right. Like, there's videos of me, like, there's actual edits. Oh, I wasn't going to bring this up. There's like actual mad square edits of me, like, on skills, then backflips and all that. I could do like mad stunts and skills, I swear.
That's insane.
And there's
mate.
A video for when I actually broke my leg, and it was in a skate park. And
it was EK Park?
No, there's EK Park, where you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And then there's a boy filming me, I'm getting to take away my stretch from my mozart and all there. I'm like, I'm walking.
Aye, man.
You're like, gnarly, man.
What would we call that? Just a scooter backflip?
I always see videos on my TikTok of like
a backflip Nahons.
I always see videos on my TikTok about like cunts going to skate parks with scooters and then doing something insane and like earning the thrust of the skaters. You know what I mean? Like,
there we go.
Mate,
yeah, I could do that.
Mate,
I didn't quite look as good as that. I done backflips.
Sidewards, you know, quite as like gracious with
it. I know quite as gracious.
Sidewards can sometimes be cool, but like I think a sidewards backflip to me sounds cooler than a straight up one.
No, what was it? Is that not a cash roller? There's lots of different names for all the flips
and all that. I'm imagining seeing this edit and it's you just jumping up and turning and all that.
No, I'll show you is it after, right? I'll show you is it, because there is actually a live performance of this backflip when he wins. Oh, so you just need to see.
I think as well, if you turn up to the skate park and you're rocking the scooter, you need to be pulling out like you can't just turn up and just do like a wee hang. I mean, like people like a guy these fucking scooters.
Everybody hated scooter kids, man. A lot of skateboarders, BMXers, they fucking hated them. So see, if you were like good on a scooter, you kind of got that respect. Well,
people can pure flame at scooter.
Aye, man. But some of the boys that we used to ride with back in the day are like proper like professional scooter riders. Some money for it.
But are they in tournaments in that?
There's
tournaments at different skate parks over the UK.
When we were younger, it was like pure, like it was so big. We used to go to skate parks and it would just be full of scooter wins like all the time. We used to do mad like scooter jams and that, up at Soycoats and Lotion and day competitions. And like it's quite fry because like Ben and like my other pal Donnie, who's like your best pal, the three of us like all grew up together. And like we used to go places and kids would be pure chuffed to see them. We were all like 13, 14, pure hanging up the fucking skate parks and shit.
It's so mad. See, when you hear, I was actually talking about this all night. Like, see, when you hear about a mad like subculture that's a pure hang, and it's like you had no clue about it. Like, because like when I was a wee guy, there was nobody even in my school wanted like if you had that skateboard or something, you get battered and all that. Like, there was no chance that even. Bring a skateboard at All Saints RC.
School, mate, I get the bus, mate, I'll take my skateboard.
But then it happened to me the other day, like I was talking to my pal who's right into like Gotti films and that, like Gotti see, like he goes to GFT and sees mad foreign films and that. And he was talking about it, he was like, there's that mad cunt, he's always there. That. And I was like, oh, is this like a mad weird rivalry? Like it's a mad weird, no weird, but it's a world that you don't know about. And it's always mad when you hear about it, know what I mean?
The worst thing to rock up was fucking rollerblades, mate. Oh, but then, mate, imagine you're like, again, you rock up with the rollerblades, like, this fucking guy, but then you get on, start doing insane shit, mate. Double backflips and that, people, you can't hear this. You can't watch somebody do a double backflip in any walk of life and no be sort of impressed.
But that guy would have to have went to like 100 at the skate park like 100 times before even being able to impress one person. Because he had to put in hours, not so imagine the amount of times like you got your roller skates and you're like just going forward and you're chilling on that. And it's just like you've just got all
that,
these
that makes people respect it because they know how many times you've fucked it on their roller blades.
50 year old guy, it's like
well, we put hours in, Matt. Well, I say years, we used to be like that was like 6 years or something.
That's just kind of what we used to do, because that's where our like pal group was at the time. We just used to basically go down there, and that was kind of like sometimes you wouldn't even go down to like ride a scooter or nothing, or ride a bike,
just to hang about,
you know what I mean? And then that's kind of how we met for that, and then just. We don't obviously do that anymore, man. I'm
fucking bring it back, mate.
I go to a skate park and rent a couple of scooters, man, and just fucking shred it up, man.
Well, we're obviously we'd obviously talk about their live show, maybe in the garage.
Aye, man, we'll get a wee half pipe set up.
Why
man?
Don't we get, why don't like, you could like warm the crowd up and come out in the scooters and just tear it up, mate?
Just like, got it up, man. Did you just get two quarter frames?
I'll come out and I'll do a live intro on my scooter.
Imagine you had like the Evil Knievel and that, like it was like all hanging up for this one big stunt. We could try and get the backflip again. The one shot through.
We could have a ball pit on the and ring a fire.
Am I either gonna land it or am I either gonna completely stack it? So
both amazing.
See, in the scooter world, is there certain scooters, could we buy a high range scooter that you would have a better chance?
Could we fund this project?
I feel like we're Red Bull Extreme Games or something.
The live show at the garage is turned into a mad extreme water sports thing.
Do you know, fuck your ankles up with a scooter? That's what put me up.
I broke the leg, innit?
Aye. So what happened to the leg?
Did you? I've got a mad scar.
There's another heavy, funny story. See the amount of cunts we've convinced that he got bit by a shark. We used to go to Gaff's, not man, he'd show my leg, but we got bit by a shark. We're in Australia, we're like 12 and get bit by a baby shark.
I would probably believe it. I've seen so many cunts, man.
You should see the shark, but
a proper convincing story for him. I'm like, the people, there's a news report on that. If you Google it, maybe obviously go, Google it, mate, it'll come up. I'm like, and you can see it there, mate, that big bit in the middle. That's for like the big teeth in the middle.
It's a baby, obviously.
And I've Bondi Hospital for 3 days.
Do you think people have met you with that and went away and been like that the next day? Like, here, I met a cunt last night.
True story. I told a woman in my work, because I used to work in a pharmacy, and every now and then they would have different like pharmacists that would come in each day. So there was this woman that came in, and I told her that I got bitten by a shark. She's like, no way, that's absolutely crazy. And she went home and she came back and she's like, listen, I've told my mum this. My mum's an author and she writes books. And she's like, she wants to speak to you about it. And I'm like,
let's do it.
She ended up never coming back in, thank God, man. But I would have probably fully just went through it.
If you were published, that's how like history gets rewritten and all that. Like, if you were published, it'd be like, rapper for Glasgow, when he was younger, he was bitten by a shark.
That is basically the same as like the Mongols in like the 13th century, like wiping out a village and being like, that place didn't even exist. Nobody's even here now. There's nothing here. This didn't happen.
Benity was bitten by a shark. It's
just part of the lore.
Somebody actually researches it. Like, mate, I didn't find any news article. I'm published, mate.
Like, I couldn't write a book about it.
I couldn't speak about it anyway.
I'd be mad if you were the inspiration behind me. I remember because I stayed in Australia for a bit, right? And I went to school there for a wee bit. And I remember in like English. So when I went there, my birthday's in our winter, but air there, it's in their summer. So I get put back a year because like, just the way my age was, you know what I mean? So I was going to, all the classes I was doing were all the same, like what I'd done the year before, like Of Mice and Men in English. I got a B in that last year. I was like, I'm not going to school, but I had to go up until like summer holidays or whatever. So I used to just fuck about in that in school. But then, so I got put in any like daft classes. Aye. So in my like English class or something one day, they put on a film and it was a mad Australian film. So it was like one that every day my class had seen like 100 times, and it was about this surfer lassie who got a leg bitten off. Or something like that happens, but it was a mad famous film in Australia and I had never seen it before in my life, and I fucking got to watch it in school. But I imagine that could be your story.
Just make a remake of that, whatever it's called, Surf's Up or whatever it's called, Surf's Down or something.
We could easily do that. See, obviously that's when you met. I was listening to a podcast we done with Spexy, and you were talking about Chavin. You said he started rapping before you.
Aye.
So when did you start rapping?
Oh, thank my first video came out about seven years ago or something.
I think probably 8 years ago. You can probably get it up on YouTube, Chavi Grafton Media, and it's like he's like I think I'm about 14, 15, man.
Aye. But it's quite funny. The guy that filmed it, Mr. X, he filmed Skepta's first ever video.
No way.
Aye, the guy's from London, he videoed it now, he's in the credits. Yeah.
That's not me or something? No, it's the first,
he's in a Beetle, I can't remember the name of the tune. But he's in like a Beetle and it's like fucking years ago, and Mr. X, and he moved up here and started just like filming all the fucking...
What you see, Chavis?
Aye, man,
Chavis
this is in my... This is above the Chinese he works for, and my brother's all...
That's mental.
Stone the bucket in the back, now. I think.
You see how young he looks.
Aye, man, I look like a wee
can tell with the music and the intro, not that it's pure back in the day.
Pure grimy. Chavis,
freestyle. Big up Mr. X and the lens. Big up Amat. Shout out to Bro Sparky. Big up Story.
Don't watch this now.
Shout out.
Big up
every cunt making moves.
Yeah,
that's
your baby, mate.
What age you have? What, 14?
14, 15, I think, mate. That's half.
Chavis, on the MIC. I'm not scared, that's not me. Big up Donny and Ben T. Causing it as usual, can't stop me. Rise that cream up, fill that fake. Sell that smoke, cause that's dank weed. That's the shit that you need. Don't do drugs, only smoke weed. Like yo,
there you go.
Yo, Chavis,
that's mental, man.
Crazy.
But pause this. So, see... For me and Jamie watching that, we're like, it's fucking good. Mm-hmm. What do you think watching that?
Nah, well, it was good. I still think it's good. I got fucking slaughtered. It was quite fucking brutal at the start. I mean, when I was a wee guy, I got slaughtered for that.
Aye, because I'm thinking, this is what I wanted to talk to you about as well, because I feel like stuff's moving quite quickly now with Scottish rap. But like, back when you started, like, what was the scene even like? Was there a scene?
There was, but it wasn't. This was, I think, you just had like Sherlock coming through and like Melrose, and you'd obviously all the old school people and all. But obviously, the boy I mentioned in that, Mac, it's kind of one of my brother's pals, and he's done it for like fucking what? First ever time I heard Scottish grime, I went to a studio called Levels Radio, and it was to watch the Conor McGregor Aldo fight. And I was
like,
so when was that? 2016 or something? No, was it later than that?
I think earlier.
Was it earlier?
I think it was before that, aye.
Mate, that's like the first, that I've been watching UFC for years, and that's the first one that I watched, stayed up watching, and then I was like, I'm watching this video.
2014,
I'm thinking.
There you go.
2015, aye.
So that was the first ever time, and I went to this radio, and I pure loved, like, my brother's heavy influence my music, man. Mm. He's been, like, loving fucking grime and Channel U and art since I was a wee guy, pure banging the old school grime. Mm. So I went to this studio with him, and I'm just pure, like, all these, like, fucking guys just spitting pure bars at a mad beat, and it was just like watching something like fucking Pirate Radio.
It was like grime at that time as well. It wasn't really like rap or drill, it was pure grime.
And I just pure fell in love with it, man. I was like, this is fucking amazing. And my brother's pal Mac, he had done like a couple of tunes and was like getting quite, no, like back then a lot of views was like 2,000 views. If you go back, you were pure chuffed. And then I just fucking heavy liked it, and then like we all listened to fucking grime, like GME, Skepta, fucking, who was your P Money, not back in the day? Like,
remember, like, Devilman?
Devilman. We went to see Devilman in the tune. And it was fucking, like, mental. He was just out his nut, and he was just in the
You could tell he's not right in the heat. I remember being in my pal Joe's gaff and sitting, it was like pure 8 or 9 in the morning, but we were wee guys still. And I hadn't even heard like rap for the UK, I don't even think. And I remember my pal's big brother playing Skepta, and me trying to listen to him, but like, that English accent, and then thinking, oh, that's good, because I don't know if I'd heard rap before then that was like English, and it was like I hadn't enjoyed it, but I was like, that cunt's good. I was into it, and then for then, so that was way back in the day, man.
When I was a wee guy, I mean, I used to always watch albums, like listen to albums on the computer, on like the family computer, and that. So I used to just put on like songs and that, and I was always into the streets and that when I was heavy young. But then a heavy mind like Boy in the Corner, Dizzy Rascal. Mate, and there's a mad tune on it called I Love You, and it's like I love you, and it's like a mad big filthy like grind. I was actually 12, mate, and I pure, this is the new thing, this is it. I've always loved that shit. And just say like when like Boy Better Know that came about, that was a mad, I mean, I used to fucking watch Don't Flop. Did you ever watch that? The rap battles and stuff.
Have you ever seen like the Scottish, like the Kelvin Grove rap battles?
Aye.
Used to be like, I see the patter. Like, I've heard, aye. I mean, what was it? I can't say, it's like, that was fucking, I was poking your sister and I pulled your dad's wedding ring out.
Oh.
to, this, to this boy, mate. Let's spit. And Sherlock, do you know Sherlock? He done a battle against a lassie called Haley.
Did he win against Manchester or something?
Aye, he done the Red Bull Grimace. Chrissy Grimes, your pal, done that as well. Have you ever heard of Chrissy Grimes?
No.
He's like, if you like Grime, Chrissy's like the OG. He's like proper, pure Grime. He still does it, man. He's fucking, he's some boy.
There's a video, Eddie Kelvin Grove. Rap
was like Loki in that
then? Loki used to do rap battles, aye, and then obviously he kind of stopped. He still does raps and that a wee bit here and there, but aye, he used to do some of the rap battles, but it was massive, man. Like, they used to do them in like Glasgow, Edinburgh, and Livy. They used to do it at like Bristol in Edinburgh, like Bristol Park or something. It's a place called, I don't know. And they used to do it in there, and you'd see the videos, and it was fucking hundreds of people, and it's just kind of slow.
Always looks pure fun.
I was that one not that long ago, actually, because I was. There was like live performances and rap battles. I was doing a live performance and then hung about for the rap battles. And they're really funny, man. It's like a really talented way of writing.
It's different, man.
That's crazy. So, do you think yous could be one?
No.
Would you need to think about it? If I'm
in a rap battle and somebody pure starts slating me, I say something about my mom.
I wouldn't be happy.
I think
that would be, like, I've always thought, we've spoken about this, I know, I think that would be my kind of strong point, because quite a lot, see, when I'm like saying shit, like a lot of stuff that I write and that would be quite funny, because it's always directed kind of towards
really,
you.
He'd be really good at that stuff. See, like disses and that as well. Not like your old school disses, like new school disses. He'd be really good at them, mate, for sure.
We've got somebody to come for sure.
The disses. I've picked them out this time, Troops, so they're coming soon. How long are we done? Because we will need to watch.
It's been 21 minutes.
Cool. Aye. Oh, we'll get on with them. I can't wait. But I want to talk to these men about, like, last time you were on,
aye,
we were talking about Scottish rap, and I feel like recently it's just, there's videos on YouTube like wee guys doing freestyles that are like 80k, like a lot of views. I feel like that wasn't happening the last time we were chatting. Really,
there's always certain people that will do well and always have done well, like McCroy, Sherlock, like they're really, really good at what they do, so they'll always get views no matter what. And there was a period for about 2 years, like probably when I came on the last time, where there was like a lot of people doing it, but I think it was like just like a hobby for a lot of people, and they've kind of like faded off. There's some people that stayed, and then there's a lot of like younger people doing it now, and some of them are getting like mad views, especially on SoundCloud and that as well. Like SoundCloud, most people don't actually check, it's more like YouTube views people check. Aye. But there's wee guys that are getting like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of views, even millions of views on like MCs and that, and you wouldn't actually know that they're probably down the road for you, because it's like, it's MCs, you know what I mean, it could be for anybody. But millions and millions of views and stuff. Aye. But they seen the new, I don't know, it's a bit deep. There's certain people who are doing really well. There's like Jad's doing really well on like TikTok and that, man. I don't know if you know Jad.
Aye, Jad.
But so he's pushing that side of things really hard, and then there's a lot that's kind of went a bit stale now. But everybody's just kind of trying to do their thing. I'm trying to do like, I don't know, man, I got made redundant maybe like 4 months ago or something. So since then, I didn't want to go get another job. So I've just been kind of trying to focus on music, and then that's how I picked up, I'm doing like music videos and that now. But I'm trying to really focus on TikTok and put out the right content in that, man. Like, you see like the form of content that you put on TikTok, but it's like, at the start of it, you stay really well because there's a hook. Something to keep me engaged in that.
Don't give me your secret sauce, mate.
The king of the hook, they call me.
He's at the side of the camera.
I'm really
trying to push TikTok this year, man, because I got that creativity thing where you can get paid off TikTok. So I really want to start pushing a different type of thing on TikTok that still incorporates my music, that's a way to promo it, but it's like form of actual content where it's funny to watch and awesome.
It's not just you promoting a song. There's more to it.
I done a video like maybe 2 weeks ago, and I had like a wheel, and I had all these different like genres and that on it, and I've got to spin this wheel, whatever genre it lands on, will make a tune. So it's like that, so it's kind of like, oh, people want to stay in,
it's engaging,
engaging kind of things like that. So I want to kind of go down a different route and start doing that type of thing, man, because I'm no, there's people out there that like Sam Brody, he's not a rapper, he's a singer, but you probably never heard of Sam Brody because I don't see him on Instagram and all that, but he's getting maybe 300,000 streams on Spotify like a week. And that's like really good, do you know what I mean?
That's
like life changing kind of view. So if you can do that And that's not even like having to be there and be the face. You're just doing really well musically, with which kind of under the scenes. You know what I mean?
You don't need to be.
You don't need to be all the way out there.
That's what we say about this podcast. Because like, people are always like, oh, what, like, where do you want this to go? How big do you want it to be? And I'm like, we just want it to a level where we can enjoy it and sort of live off. We don't need to be the fucking biggest podcast in the world. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's that quote we always say. It's like, you'd rather be like everything to somebody than something for everybody. Do you know what I mean? Aye. So like, you've got a smaller crowd of people, but they're really into what you're doing, and you don't, then they're passionate about what you do. You don't need to appeal to every single person in the world.
I think as well, it's that like the mad, like, a rising tide lifts all boats and that. So as you're saying about like,
we going quote for quote here?
Inspirational.
Roses all red to fucking,
and you can lead a fish to water. No, but like, so like, I with it, like Scottish rap, and like, I feel like, see, like when we are talking about it on, like, say we have our day, like we like, or polls about stuff for it, and just engage with our audience. The amount of like people that are replying to it and that, you know, and it is like a mad thing that's like, you're getting all these different names, and it's people that like as you say, maybe a few years ago it was like there was like a few notable people in it, but then now it's like you get these people, and people are like you've been doing things with other people in that,
for sure.
And I think that's maybe a big swell in a why like people are getting all these streams and that.
Young ones as well, man, because when I started it, it was so small compared to like the opportunities people have got now, and like with TikTok and all that as well, like the young ones, they all know what they're doing as well, like they're all switched on. Like there's people like that are maybe a bit older and done it a lot longer, but in these days they don't know what they're doing with the TikTok and the whole some of these wee guys
can't market themselves.
They're switched on to fuck, they're 15, 16.
That's what it is nowadays. It's all about marketing. It doesn't matter how good you are.
I know,
really, and that's what really, if you really start doing the other stuff, I think, because obviously like sometimes music can obviously get a bit stale, because it's like up here there's kind of, there's been periods where it's like it does heavy well, and then it's kind of like quiet. And I think the new,
it's still one. It's like you were saying earlier. It's like still a pure unknown quantity. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's only really a thing in Scotland, and it's like people down in England really only listen. There'll be certain people who are listening, but there's people like down in England. Most of them won't be listening to Scottish rap. Do you know what I mean?
I actually seen that. There's like a ball. I think he listened to your tune. It's like an English guy, Baldy guy. I watched him watching that. It's funny, like. Do you know what it reminds me of? Like now 1-4, the Australian drill group. Right. See when I heard them, and I think this is why we need to keep the accent in the tunes, because when I listen to 1-4, like when I first heard like the message, I think it's called, like that shit, there's words that they were saying that I didn't know what the slang was, but because I liked the music, I wanted to learn about it. And I was like, wonder what that means. It's like when you discover like London drill for the first time, they're talking about chinging, you're like, what the fuck's that? Like, and then you're like, you learn about it, and the more you learn, the more you get into it.
That's exactly what we had today. You yourself, you're a big drill fan. Are you a big drill fan as well?
I like it, mate. I wouldn't say I would pure, like, listen to it.
You knew it, like, when you started listening to drill, they're saying all these words, you're kind of like, what the fuck?
Sounds great.
What does that mean? I text Devin, mate.
I'm like, what is it? Like, whatever. These rams and waps. What is all this shit? And Devin just comes back, voice notes. That right, so that he said that about him.
But the good thing about Scotland, I think, is we've got such like, it's just such a good like basis of slang and like everything else that we can use, and like there's people that do it so well, man. Like, I think Sherlock's one of the biggest people at it, like the way that he delivers and uses the Scot. And if obviously it's hard to get people outside of Scotland to recognise that, but it's funny because like when I've showed like been in gaffs and all that, we can't sort of like never ever heard a Scottish rap, and then I've like, put it on up here. This is fucking class, man. This is like my cunt's talk about stabbing cunts. This is fucking brilliant. And like, and then they pure like it. And I think it's just hard to get out there outside of Scotland as much, because obviously you had Shogun that blew up. He kind of like, that was when I was first coming through. He kind of blew up, and then everybody was like, oh, what's this Scottish rap thing? Like, everybody kind of started to get into it, and then it just kind of fell off again.
People just need to get a chance, innit? We learned like different lingo, you learn lingo as you learn rap. People like just love people that can like rap really good as well. It could be anywhere in the world. Do you know what I mean?
Bangers, because we're trying to appeal to England and they fucking hate us.
They'll take any opportunity to just be like, fuck that.
Pure Scottish, fuck it. Like you see it on TikTok now, and like if people go live and start rapping, and it'll just be like English cunts, and they'll just all snaps on mute and all that. And they're just like, all the time.
People are just saying these things just to say them. They don't even like, do you know what I mean? That's the thing with TikTok.
Pish, man. Like, you see what happens to other cities, like it took like Bugsy Malone for like Manchester to kind of get bigger with it, and then like in Liverpool, like there's a few
Maza, like Maza.
He's like the bit, because I was going to say, I don't think it's just Scotland, I think the full of the UK is a bit kind of stale music wise, man. I don't think there's a lot of people.
I feel like there was a period where who could say the most disgusting thing was like, the biggest thing. And I feel like people are just, that's died off. Because I feel like you had like Yanko who would just say, you're just like, and he reached a point where it was like, yeah, what else can you even say?
All the good rappers just keep getting the jail. Like, and it's, I think drill is, but like there's people that like obviously Ben, I think me and Ben are quite different the way we rap.
Aye.
Quite similar, but quite different. But like the way, I ever love the way that Ben uses drill beats and it's different. Like the lyrics is just completely about different.
Everything that they speak about is just there's like,
because the beats are
you can copy a lot of people. Do you know what I mean? And that's what seems to be what happens a lot. People just kind of
recycle.
Yeah, people up here, ching this guy, ching that guy. My gran's too trappy and all that. It's just all that, that usual pattern that's kind of worn out now.
I think as well, what I'm noticing is So I worked in high school Knightswood Secondary, right?
Aye.
I done youth work in there for like 2 years for uni, like a year and a half, something like that. So obviously I'm interacting with all these wee guys. This is maybe about 3 years ago, something like that. And first year, second year, all they're listening to is drill. So like, they've grown up the full of high school listening to like, that I'm going to stab him. So like, whenever they get a chance to actually be artists, they're like, this is what I want to do. Do you know what I mean? I think as well, like the young team aspect to it, now is like there's young teams, but because they're so influenced by drill, they're just calling themselves like a postcode or something. Do you know what I mean?
It's heavy popping back off again. On TikTok, you see chasing cunts and shouting scheme names and that again. I thought that died like, what, 10 years ago?
Is it real, but is it proper lacrosse track?
It's gone right back.
They're on scooters and everything. There's guys that like follow me and I'll go through on Instagram, like watch your stories, and it's just like these like five wee guys with like emojis on their face, like all holding lockbacks.
Massive things that are about 4 foot tall.
And you see it on TikTok and that, they're all stealing mopeds and that, and they're like 14, 15, and it's fucking, I think it's getting bad again. People say that drill music influences that, and I think I can't disagree with it.
It does.
But then obviously people say like we played GTA and all that back in the day, but this is different.
This is very specific.
And there's so much of it, like everything they watch, like seeing they go on a TikTok, it's always like clips with plugged ins or everything else. It's all, and they're just constantly watching, obsessed with it.
That's not all you need to rap about. There's plenty to rap about.
An easy option.
It's like the easy option to get somewhere quickly. Do you know what I mean? If I just say something mad, it's going to get attention. Then I grow faster. But
when we were in like first year and that, I used to like, all my pals used to kind of find like the worst, like they used to get like Mobb Deep, and it would be like the worst like Mobb Deep tunes, the pure mace tangly ones, and then like Immortal Technique and like mad low key and all that, and all these mad tunes that were pure dark and that. But as you say, like it's no, as if it's coming from everywhere, like pure accessible, like as you say on YouTube watching mad shit and fucking hearing about sort of like on TikTok, seeing mad fucking cunts with blades and all that, like it's all around you. It's never really
like, when I first
been
like listened
that.
To like Grime and that, it was like Tube Idy on BBM, and I had like four tunes on it or something. It was like Skepta, That's Not Me, and then like a few other tunes, and now it is just so. And wait, and like obviously, I think like we say Wayne's now, because like there's eight to 16 are just so indulged in their phones, and then that's kind of obviously they're seeing that. So when they're out with their pals, they all want to be like that. And now they're actually doing it.
It's good music, but man,
For that 2 minutes, I am a gangster.
2 minutes, it's pure ruthless. And I see sometimes when I'm sitting with him writing bars, like I'll hink of stuff like just naturally, because it's what I listen to that's like pure horribly violent that I would never date. You know what I mean? But then I say to him and he's just like, that's fucking ass.
I compare it to like, it's like if you listen to like, say somebody listens to pure AC/DC, what they're saying in their tunes, like you're no like, oh, I agree with that. Yeah, it's more about the feeling of the song. It's not about what the... I agree with everything that cunt says. I should fucking go and do somebody's fucking auntie in. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, no.
I imagine same tunes for the 70s, Frank Zappa.
There was a talent show the other day. On Instagram, there's a boy called YB's doing a talent show, and there's people come in, and it's like a lot of young ones that are coming in and they're spitting, and he's like, oh, somebody's maw got put in a spliff, fuck your Partick Thistle. I was like,
They always in the mid, there's always videos in TikTok and it's a mad
I'm pretty sure Dumbarton are pure ultras. There's a, all about 13 or something, there's a team of them, man.
That was like the Bucky Thistle fans when they went to Celtic. There was hunters and with flares and all that,
and they were all wee guys,
all like 13, 14, pure letting off flares with drums and all that. And their face going after them,
mate. See if you want to get, see if you want to source a flare bottle, like a 13 year old's a good place to start. You know what I mean? Like fucking Cortina's concerts and that. I mean, like, they know, they'll know the way.
I remember, the Facebook picture I put up with the flare. So I had this picture on Facebook for years ago, and it was like, it was around about the time everybody was trying to be a mad casual, like wearing like the fucking Adidas shoes, Sergio Tacchini tracky tats and that. But I was like so wary of that. But my pal was like, I've got a flare. And I was like, we used to go to the away games, and I just met him at this but like grassy hill at mine, and we just let it off just like that, right?
And he
got a picture with me, right? And I put it on Facebook, but the whole thing's like an explanation about how I don't want to be a casual, and I'm just, and I mind I read it, I was like, oh, what? I was fried as fuck. I'm like, no, before you start, no, I don't want to be a casual, like pure arguing with Nathan and the camera.
You're starting the argument by yourself.
Before any cunt starts, fucking shut up,
right? If you imagine like 15 year old you looking like the mad cutting House of Cards, like sometime this mad thing out, like, first of all.
Secondly. But anyway, look, I think we need to get on to some fucking disses.
Can I say one thing or not? See if we were talking about how like Scottish rap would have blown if half of these people created tunes now.
There's so much parallels you can draw with. Like it'd be translated perfectly into what people do.
It was so simple as well. I remember try and make a diss when I was about 8 years old, and it was literally just a laptop, and that's all it was. It was like a wee tiny mic on the laptop, and you just sit there, and there would be a pure team of cunts just trying to make it. No, absolute like carnage, man. Brilliant. I
know the beauty about a diss is, and it's like the same thing. Like now they say Scotland will never fucking win anything because they look up all the pitches, and that's like anybody could do a diss. You know what I mean? It was very accessible. The diss was on your phone, just like somebody playing a tune in the back.
It was open platform.
Nobody cares who you are as long as it's funny.
Nobody knew who you were. Like, it was only like your name. It was like a fucking Windows slideshow on like YouTube. It was never like a TikTok where they could go and see who you are, so you could slaughter anybody. This might be a mad crazy bastard. You're just saying the worst thing about him.
So we've kind of got like, we score it on certain things. Like, we like a bit of vulgarity.
If it's a bit, we're like, why'd they say that? And then we also like, what would you look for in a good diss?
It honestly makes you laugh, man.
Aye, man. I just love stuff that's just a bit too far. And
do you care about, we're picky with our production and that. Let's see if a mic's too low and a beat's too high.
But sometimes they can make up for the production with like other bits of the tune.
We'll take that into account. I probably most of these weren't actually done in like any sort of studio. Probably just done
There was an app that they used to look, I can't remember
Bandcamp, wasn't it?
No, that was where they used to post all like, but there was an app, I can't remember. It was like some software on the computer that used to, was it PC DJ or something, I guess? And they used to like, that's what they used to record all the fucking MCs and the disses on, man. So,
Troops, we've got an announcement. We are now offering a 7-day free trial on our half B tier over at our Patreon. So that means you'll get access to the end of the episode. When you hear us switching over to Patreon at the end, that means you'll get access to all of those episodes. So why not give it a go? 7-day free trial. You can go right through our archive of every bonus Patreon episode we've done. We've even got a few episodes that are just bonus episodes that we chucked in for that tier at random times. So you'll have so much to watch through. Give it a try. It's 1 week. You'll no be charged. Cancel it before the end if you don't want to be charged. But it's £3 a month. So it's up to yourself. Obviously, we've got our other tiers, a blue flavour boy tier. With that, obviously, you get all the extended episodes, but you also get a bonus episode each month. You get access to the Discord server. You get to ask questions for guests and us. We've also got the On It Till Tuesday tier, where you get two bonus episodes every month. You also get early access to all the episodes, and you get 10% off merch. And then, obviously, you get everything else that we've mentioned previously. And then our biggest tier, the GOAT tier, the daddies. You get to request an episode. It can be anything really, within reason, unless you want us to like strip off. We can discuss a price about that. But for £20 a month, you can request an episode. It can be anything, it can be a conspiracy theory, a watch along, anything you can think of. You get 20% off merch, plus everything mentioned in all the other tiers. So yes, get on it, troops. www.patreon.com/Riley's Gaff. Troops, the podcast is brought to you by G4 Claims. If you're involved in a road accident that was not your fault, call G4 Claims on 01698-767-172 or visit them at notatfaultclaim.com. The process is completely free and you could keep 100% of your compensation.
So I think we should go on to the disses now, boys.
Yes. So we've done a lot of disses. So we've done three or four diss episodes, right? Do you know this?
I think I know this.
So we've done three or four diss episodes, kind of remember. So we've worked our way through a lot of, like, see the big ones, YSP diss and teachers, the Linwood teachers diss. So these are ones that we've just, because people always go at to me, you must be running out of disses. And we get messages every day, like, next diss episode, you need to do this. Like, and it's like, people say, places in like Ayrshire, we've never even heard them. We're like, we're listening, we're like, no way. So I've picked a good wee bunch here. Am I going to? We'll work our way through them. So this is only for four minutes, nearly 5 minutes. Don't need to listen to it all, but...
Right, okay. Are we rating this? Are we ranking these?
I think we should just... Why don't we rank them? Why don't we rank them? Why don't we give them like an Oscar and a score out of 10? That's the easiest way of doing it. Right, this is the Bowery dish.
Scoot.
Yeah.
Nah,
Where is Bowery?
There's a few.
There is,
I think you could bar head and then White Inch.
I
don't know if there's any.
Me and Scoot done me Ryan and he started fucking crying. John, you think you're a fuck the real truth is you poached your dog. Darn, you're a heavy chicken, you got a fucking Nitsy kitten. Ben, me man, check this bag out.
That was my favourite.
Nitsy boys, flowing through. Richie, mate, I'm gonna smash you. Andy Watson, check your ears. You get mad with own two beers. Ryan, watching you are black. You get back to Iraq.
Oh, fuck, man.
Right, I think good, do you want to keep going?
He's fucking loving it.
Getting a minute?
I don't know. We'll see how this one
starts.
How old do you think they are? About 12, 13.
Depends
what year it was.
Aye.
I love ones that have like mad fucking instrumentals and that, like in between them.
Ryan Mosney, a heavy you're a addicted to this, man. You get caught and you get done. Safety tool number one. Check his this, it's heavy, funky, divvy, man, your mom's a junkie.
Jack, oh,
yes,
classic.
We are the best. Lady me, here's the truth, your mom's a junkie, your dad's a poof.
Obviously.
Good. Standard procedure.
Nah. You got to listen to that on the way home.
Keep it on.
Bluetooth me up, bro.
Sony Ericsson, man.
Mate, what are we
the Bowery disc.
There was some excellent... Mate, and
this, the Beat Switch is excellent part. I'll get a six.
A six?
I get a six.
I'd say a seven. A seven for the beat change.
I thought Nitsy Kitting is worth at least a seven, mate.
I'm going to say seven as well.
I'm going to leave myself because I know there possibly could be, because compared to the disses I've heard, there could be some golden ones.
Some of them
here,
are no great.
Do you know there's like a running theme through them all, and they all sound like this, it's the same monotone voice, it's always the same.
We've said before, like, what we love about them is like when they try and squeeze like extra words into what should be like a certain amount, so it's like, and you're a fucking bam, and then you think you're a man.
They'll speed it up.
That's starting there.
This is going. I wonder how the fucking you are a fucking cunt and then just sit and start it off like that. Mm. Like, just try and sing your way
into it. It's the most basic nursery rhymes, isn't it?
I know. It's like, it gets to a point when you listen to like 10 disses, you can hear one bar and predict what the next one's going to be. Half sure. the time, I'd say.
We were doing that there. You could see as we were sitting and you knew it was coming.
Classic.
The rhyme schemes are just all the same, and they'll be the same.
This beat is funky. Right, what's the next one? A fucking junkie.
This is the DJ Jordan disc.
The disc of 2007.
How old were you in 2007?
I'd have been 9.
I was
10, 11.
Seven.
Mate, if that's a big claim, if that's the best diss of 2009, that's a
good diss.
Aye, 2007.
Fuck, we can't do it. Rewind that, listen to the tune that gets played at the start of that night. Turn that, bro. Hey, I put some new shoes on. Listen to this, mate.
Fuck, we can't do it with that song if it's a bit the mini schema. That's what she needs in your pair of fucking shoes. Let's try this one.
DJ Jordan, young fucking leave it.
Fucking mini schema. Is that a new pair of trainers you've got on? Oh no, it's just the same ones washed, just dig. Natalie McBride, don't get wide or a fury, but classics in the Clyde. Imagine getting called mini schema, that's a fucking heavy beamer. Hey! Natalie, can your baby party look like a dog or a swelty bar? You can make the house with your dad's shoes on, you're a female cow, can you still a phone? Natalie, by the way,
they go heavy on the birds and the guys that say, I know they don't hold back. Was that a dare?
DJ Jordan.
Jamie, we for the young Queen's toy, our birds are written, she looks like a boy, you love her.
Four hints.
Stay off of Mars bars. Fuck your planes.
Young Levy number one.
Young Levy number one.
He's mastered the fucking skills. He's a producer or not?
I always wonder how he's a film. Or made.
You're a fucking stinking slut.
I hope these people are definitely young. These people need to be under the age of 15.
Beef curry fried rice
and the one portion.
It's gone off fat and just putting that in, having an abortion.
Nothing to do with the abortion if you want to
do that. I like this one.
If there's an abortion bar, you need to follow up on it. Can you trap the abortion bar?
You can't trap an abortion bar and no follow up with a portion bar.
What's on your mind after an abortion? A beef curry?
Beef curry rice on the abortion.
I actually really like it. See if the voice wasn't as low.
Aye, turned up a bit.
He didn't sound as like Neddy and as schemey as most of the other ones.
He's got more disses if I hear them, because it was quite funny.
Even just like, oh lad, I've get off the Mars bars.
Would these think about sometimes, see when it goes, wait a minute, fucking
aye, they all do that.
I mean, that's different. That was funny at the start.
The new shoes.
I'm not going to work on this song.
She just made my new pair of shoes.
It's because they didn't have, like, they all just based the disses off each other, like the held ones, and like, right, we'll make one up about that scheme. Aye, so they literally just sit and like, can I copy it?
You got it tight. Aye, they don't. We listened to one that was just, they got a few bars, then back to that bird, and then like two bars later, they're back to you. Like, leave that in, man.
Said enough.
But she won't do as the other ones will.
I will go heavy on her, mate. She's not going to do a fucking thing.
I don't think, what's it called? The DJ Jordan diss? I think the first one was better.
I think the first one's better.
You can hear it.
Production wise, isn't that difficult?
You need to take it into account, the production.
You do, mate. So we're saying six or an actor. Wasn't it much worse, I don't think?
I'll go five. So I said six or the last one. So I'll say five.
I'll say five just because it was just, it had random funny bits apart. But
does somebody take note of these, or are we relying on remembering them?
No, we're all
jumbled.
Nah, we'll. This guy's gone.
He's on the ball.
Don't hook me. He's sitting fucking hanging out. He's writing it to me.
I'm gonna be Sharon Osbourne in this one and say six.
Oh, you like it?
My wee eye.
Oh, you like it?
Give him a wee boost. You're doing great, darling.
Confidence boost.
Did you see that? Ozzy Osbourne dressing up as Kanye West. Did you see that?
Did you see what he tweeted? Yes.
Who? Because he used his. I don't know. He used his tune or something.
Oh wait, I did see that. He asked for like a sample clearance or something. Osbourne's like, "I'll go fuck yourself."
And then he done it anyway. He released it on his album and done it.
Doesn't care that kind.
Pigs or something, like a mad old like Ozzy
tune.
And Ozzy put up like, I'm not working with an anti-Semite, not, but then like a month ago he was dressed up as him for Halloween
before we started. Jamie's talking to Chavi and Ben, he's like, see all day I was in India.
I couldn't even tell you what date it is now, mate.
No, man. I think see now, let's see like after COVID, I think everything just goes so much quicker now, man. Like when I don't know if it's just
me. You're doing things again.
That's a running theme with just life. Every single year I've got older, just seems to go quicker every year.
I said that to my nephew. I was driving my nephew here the other day. He's just doing it into P7. And he was like,
break it
to this. He's like, this year feels much faster than last year. And I said, do you want me to tell you something? And he said,
I'm picturing this right now.
He was like, what is it? And I said, see, every year it just gets faster and faster and faster.
And then
you die one day.
Man, are we guys going to grow up to be a poet, mate?
But now he's a realist, he understands time limits, he's moving towards his goals.
I can just imagine you driving the car. It's like, Evan, I'm hungry.
A lot of people are hungry.
We don't care if you're hungry.
You're going to die one day.
Just throw them Confucianism's own cunts, mate.
Now that way I was like, my blood, I can't and no share this knowledge with him. He needs to know early.
As your kin, you need to pass on your wisdom, bro.
He needs to learn fast.
Right, and I need a new fucking diss.
Right, what's the next diss, bro?
Let's go. Mate, I'm liking this artwork.
Man, that's like your Jotun.
Somebody sketched that out, and there's a mention.
This one,
That's one hidden, another hidden talent. He's rapper, scooter rider. This cunt can draw it. Fuck
aye.
Remember when, obviously, you can talk about weed and that kind of thing. So, Pop Tubs, remember when Pop Tubs first came about? Like, when they were like,
I know.
So, like, Pop Tubs and that, and like, fucking weed stuff come a Pop Tub. He started drawing wee stickers and much like
that,
Rick and Morty stickers and that. And we used to put them on our labels.
Oof, that's class.
Aye, man, it's heavy.
Talented guy.
I'll throw you one of them for your warming.
This is Jamie, you know, very.
This is Bolognic. This is Auchinern. This is Bolognic. Now I grew up in like Bummerlock, Springburn, Auchinern, like all about that area. So We used to always, there's another one, that there's a reply to this one, which I think we'll hear.
That's the next one.
Is that the Oaken Earned This?
Aye, so the Oaken Earned This is...
That'll be the first one on the Patreon.
A work of art, mate. We'll hear that on the Patreon.
Very well.
But aye, the Barlow Disc, it's just short and sweet. Let's hear it.
The video for this is amazing, by the way. I love the video for this.
Stand up, man.
That's up the core.
The quality of fucking potato, man. Isn't it?
Here we go. Barlow boys, that's a shame. Imagine putting Gregor's name. See the video we had it on the ground. We see Barlow.
That's we not on the
fit, oof,
and the fashion in that's so fucking.
He's either 14 or 40, that boy.
Aye.
Yes.
I
will take your buzz and make you single, all because he's singularly gringo. He's singularly gringo, that's my boy. Yes.
Fucking yes, man.
Anarchy.
50 quid on the Facebook marketplace, man.
Oh, yes.
Look at the hair.
Using a phone box, mate.
It's just naming people.
Aye, man.
I cannot hear what this guy's saying.
No, I'm not one word. I've been too amazed by the video.
The video's better than the song for sure.
He's a nailer, bro.
Aye. The blonde tips are not, man, they were trendy.
We bought a buck fast getting his whole yes. Oh my god. Yes.
Are we ending it how we started here?
Aye, right back.
Talking full circle.
I don't even know.
I couldn't right. even hear a word of that, to be honest, so I'm just going to rate it on the pictures.
On the pictures alone.
I think. If I'm taking both into consideration, I'm going to get a 5, I would say.
Aye,
like if I was taking the song into consideration, it's a 0, mate.
Straight up 0.
And the pictures are a 10, obviously, aye. With the Aki hat and the Bucky with the mad dog and that.
Do you mind people used to do that? Like, used to be like people's profile pictures, just as much booze as you can get in the last picture. Like you've got your gaff, everybody.
Line up your booze, mate. There,
man. How fried is that? Like, we guys knew we'd never do that.
Aye.
Even though they got like, why booze in that. Like the so idea just been like, look how much booze we've got.
Aye, it's like no cool now. When aye, like back then it was like you went, if you were like in school and then like
had people had the most booze.
Yeah, whatever. Aye, if you were like putting up pictures, you're like, oh, do you ever put cargo?
Aye, mate.
Because like posting videos here.
We ended up like buying like mad aesthetically pleasing looking boozies, so we'd have like mad blueberry glens and that. No, I mean they'd have like blueberry glens and. And like Corona's in the back, not like
pure good formation.
Nice lemonade, get a good picture.
Isn't it funny because you're like wanting people to look at and go, they know a good booze. <boys." laughs> When they know they've got a good ratio beers to bowls and that.
I'd actually like to be there.
A great night, by the way.
Gathering with the boys.
Six of them with our recommended units.
What are you scoring that out of 10?
I'd say a 5.
4.
You're Simon, mate.
You're Simon.
I went 6 and then 5. If the other two are better, I need to give that one less.
That's the last dish.
Right, to end it, we need to show you the boys' talents.
Showcase it.
So,
yes.
Who wants to go first?
Yeah, go first.
I'll go first, mate. But there better be a fire extinguisher.
Get on the ready.
Let's go. Right. We'll make sure we get the right beat.
That's the right one.
Spot on.
Go on, Charlie, son.
Let's go. This is something I've just wrote no long ago as well, so I've not even. He's all the first to hear it. Apart from Ben, of course. What? Hey. What? At 15, I was making dough. I was out in the road, and they called me my bros. It's G-Town, man, you know how it goes. 2024, and they were shutting down shows. Look, can't stop with the flows, man, can't see me. He stood me, froze at sea. To the H, no, I date composed. I'm better than most, now they don't come close. Look, just got me a box, so it's time to go flip that quick. And I've always got different flavours, so bro, you can take your pick. best come with a dog. Get told to bolt if you ask for tick. Half these cuts, man, they make me sick. Just talk your shit, never took no risk. You've never done shit, you're a fucking bitch. And if you get back, guarantee you'll snitch. I'm out with the team, just try to get rich. Fuck with the bros, trust me, you'll get ripped. Got the game in my hands, like a switch. If you stick to me, get put in a ditch. Talk that stuff, but ain't got no sticks. And we, oh no, you ain't took no trips. I came for the scheme, then he come for the block. Batting the day, we'll run amok. Weeding my paws, cash my sock. Bro, that's go, but line on lock. I was out in a bit with the trips non-stop. Just chasing that dough, then I have no ops. Since a wee guy been dodging the cops, look, a few years later, we're pulling the crops.
That was fucking banging, bro.
That's a wee teaser of what's to come.
Yes, half a dome and all, bro.
No, that's just obviously written. I mean,
you won the reading.
I've just wrote that, bro. That's how I kind of do things. Like, if I write my tunes in stages, well, I've not wrote a lot of tunes recently.
Mad thing he's in the studio, by the way. Like, if I'm recording a song, like, I kind of need to break it up. He'll just go in, stay the tune.
Mate.
That all good, that's mate.
Every video I've done, apart from like my Far North freestyle, every freestyle I've done have all been first take.
So it's Far North? Far North is first take?
Far North, I know, bro. Aye, the 1250 Far North, just went in, just boom, first take. I don't know how.
Wasn't he one mistake in that?
I could feel myself getting a wee bit, the breath is smoking. That's the only bad thing to see about Gitlet. Well, I'm notorious, right? There's a couple of times I've waited at gigs, right? Like while performing.
If we're doing a performance, we usually perform together and we'll look at each other. If there's like a lyric, we're not going to be able to get out, so he'll know to say it or something.
Aye.
And sometimes I'll turn around to him and I've looked at him and he's looking at me.
Because the thing is, right, like it was back when we used to like the old booger sugar, you know what I mean? And I knew it's about 2 days and I'll be a year sober. I've not touched a booze or any
really,
sort of
aye, that's brilliant, man.
Flower. Aye, so
as,
fucking.
As you said in the video, mate.
I don't do drugs. I only smoke weed. Well, back then we never used to ever drink.
I barely drink.
But like at gigs, like most of the time, like fucking the first one, I was like pure. Like hadn't drank a lot, and I took a bag here, and I was pure. Like started rapping halfway through it, I was just like, I'm going to waity. I just couldn't stop it, and I turned around and just waited in the back of the stage and then went back and finished the tune. And then the second time was
the show must go on.
Nobody knows. The first one I think people saw it, the second one nobody knows about, but I don't give a fuck.
I hadn't slept the full night.
I was up all night. I hadn't slept, and we were in sorting this gig out, and I went on and I was pure fucked, and then I came back off and I was going back on to do my full set. I think I came on to do a tune with you and I was like, I can't do this. I'm like, I'm too fucked. I was like, what can I do? I was like, I'll take a line. I was like, that'll help me. And then no, it was a wrong idea. Halfway through it, I fucking pure ran it back. And the DJ, man, like fucking, it was Spexy's cousin, is it?
Spexy's uncle, I think.
And I whited all his shoes and that, man. And So next time we're drinking drug free, so we're gonna be nae waiting.
Good,
nae waiting.
That's
right,
it,
Benny T.
Good stuff. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Come on, Ben,
the big man.
We drink here.
Let's go, bro.
Cleared a throat in that. Hey, look, hey. Man, I do what I can. Pretty boy team, and I do what I want. G-Town rip, but I'm best in the land. The flow's on point like 10 in a gram. Try come with a cheek, get slapped by your stand. Poke all show in the back of the hand. Choke all left outside of the pack. Talk tight, turn up outside of the gaff. On sight for a man, don't talk in a tune. Cannabis fumes when I walk in the room. Shit's gone down when I walk in the booth. When I spit, I'm talking the truth. I get it erupted. Don't walk with a broom, but you'll still get dusty. Trust when I say that it can't be trusted. Shit in the bed if I'm getting confronted. Look, cause me, I got lots of plans. I'm trying to get me a gaff with lots of land. I'm trying to stack nose high and buy lots of grams. I'm trying to blow pure big and have lots of fans. And me a beat, go to get a lip, pots and pans. Finishing the feature, it ought to bang. And this shit don't work, still I got the gang. I hear Scottish rap, I forgot the slang. And that's mental. Better send that back down south for a one way ticket for Glasgow Central. Me and bro just talking business. Try to see kids like Kylie and Kendall. And you know you could send me to Walmart, bro. Just let me go pack the essentials. My green grinder and our Red Bull, listen. Look, Benny boy, I'm on the rise. You can't cross my team, so I'll dot the eyes. And where I go for this spliff, when I bought supplies, you got a green on me, like I got disguise. I can't talk and I try to tell lots of lies. Me, I grew up in the Watson spies, and now I'm here for a bit, I'm no stopping by. Benny on tap, but you're not the guy, and look.
Yes, man.
Thank you.
It's a clinic, bro.
Thank you.
Easy fucking days.
That's like recent stuff I've wrote. I wrote that maybe like a week ago, and then I didn't know what to want to like geese for that. I thought, oh, fuck, it'll geese that. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Thank you. Blessed us, bro.
Blessed us. Fucking
aye, that was a joke, with
that,
fan,
that one
with the tune drops it.
You know, people, if you want to hear a full version of that, Spotify Benny TGLA.
Aye, get your everything.
Aye, tell it. So tell us, Benny, first tell us about the production company as well.
Aye, so it's called Up North. We originally started it for events.
It was Up North events.
Up North events, just to do like events basically at the garage. And then when I got made redundant, as I said, about 4 months ago, that was, I was like, I don't want to go back and do a 95. So I was like, get a camera, man. I used to do that when I was younger, like back to the scooter kid things, man. I used to make scooter videos, used to video everybody when I was younger. So
when I cracked Sony Vegas,
So it's like, that was ages ago, man. So I kind of had a wee bit of experience. I kind of knew that I could do that, man. There's no really any money to be made up here. So to make money, you need to do something. Like a service or something, like, so making money for that, I'm really good at it. But man, like, I only started like 4 months ago. We've done probably 20 music videos or something, and they're good, man. Like, I'm actually like, I'm really getting there. The quality and stuff isn't where I'd wanted to be because I've just started out, like equipment wise and all that. Aye. But it's all there, man. And a quick plug, man, £250, I'll give you what you want. I'm telling you, I'll get you the good stuff, man. I'm trying to like move into adverts and stuff, because it's always music videos and that I'm doing now.
Aye.
I'm trying to like move into adverts, just any sort of videography work, do you know what I mean?
Get out the boy.
I start kind of upgrading equipment, keep it going, man, do you know what I mean?
Up north,
GLA it is. Up north, GLA.
There
that
you go.
That's the plan.
Chavio141 on Instagram, man. I'm not really on TikTok, I do sometimes, but I think I need to get a bit more active. I've kind of been slacking a wee bit recently, obviously. Since I had my wee boy and that, I kind of stepped off and just kind of... But now it's coming back to me.
Like I said to
Ben, like, I brought out that tune and I done the freestyle Up to Standard. And the last one I done Up to Standard, I wrote it. And we got there and two people that were meant to do it didn't show up for it. So Sammy, I don't know if you know anybody Up to Standard, like Mobo or Sammy, and they're brilliant. They're good guys, man. They're working with just the connections and the networking these days, fucking brilliant. I've known Mobile for like years ago when we used to go to raves and all that, and it was like he was just such a good guy and he knows what he's doing. He's so smart and works with so many people, and he was who done some of my first videos and all when I done Up to Standard. And I went there like myself and didn't really, because like you just didn't really rap or anything. I just kind of used to date myself and it was good. I don't even know where I'm going with
it. Chavio141.
Right, so Chavio141.
Benny T, GLA, TikTok, Insta, everything. Gonna really start pushing TikTok this year, so get on my TikTok, get on the Instagram.
Let's do it. This train is not stopping. We're going on to do more disses on Patreon. So if you want to see the rest of the episode, patreon.com/Riley's Gaff, and we're doing a free trial, a week's free trial on the tier that you can watch this on. So why not?
Trips, big thank you to you, man, for getting us on. Honestly, I've been choking to get back on since.
We loved it.
Thank you.
I've been choking to fucking you meet much. You, bro, because I've not been.
I know we didn't get to see each other.
I know, mate. I missed out.
Right, Trips, we'll see you YouTube, Patreon. Here we come.
See you later, Trips. Thank you, Trips.
Let's go.